discussing veterans outreach with Laura Stradley Heltz.
That's
your
right.
Your new name.
Yes.
Congratulations. You just married recently?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
And so Laura Stradley is now Laura Stradley Heltz. All right. Well, congratulations. And welcome, Veterans Outreach Center. A lot of stuff going on. You just opened up a renovated homeless shelter?
That's right. Yeah, we've been working on this now for, I mean, really several years when you factor in all the fundraising and everything, but the actual construction portion has been a solid year and a half.
Wow.
So, yeah, and much needed. It's an expansion, it's a renovation, and it is just beautiful. I mean, it's exactly what our heroes and our nation's defenders deserve when they come home, and you know, if they should happen to be in a spot where they need a little bit of extra assistance. This new building has everything. It's got a nice elevator, walk-in freezer cooler in the kitchen.
Nice.
Space for 46 veterans to live.
Wow.
Their own bedrooms, their own bathrooms, and it's just really very nice.
So now this is on South Avenue?
That's right. And it's in the same location as Richard's house always was, right on the corner of South and Cypress. But we had an administrative building right behind Richard's house, which was very old, kind of dilapidated. That's where our case managers worked. We tore that down. And then in its place, we built the addition for, you know, creating a larger space, more bedrooms, more offices and all that. And then all of the existing Richard's house got pretty much gutted from the inside,
right,
and totally renovated.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So now, is it full? Or, I mean, how do you decide who gets in?
Yeah, so I mean, it's
sounds
definitely
like a very nice place.
It is, and I think we are going to have a hard time with, you know, I mean, certainly we never hope to have too many homeless veterans by any means, but I think that when people see it, they're going to feel really proud to be able to stay there in their time of need. So it's a collaborative process with the Department of Veterans Affairs and other community agencies that all, you know, the county, that all work to help our folks that are in a situation where they're either homeless or at risk for homelessness. And so it's not full just yet, but it certainly will be over time.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of dynamics. You don't always think about these kinds of things, but there's a lot of dynamics involved with a facility like ours. And when you take a building and you just kind of thrust 46 people into it, you know, that's not always the best as far as making sure people are getting along well and everybody feels comfortable in their space. And so we're just kind of gradually, you know, having the guys come back in and getting used to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times, I mean, because a lot of times these veterans that are homeless have certain issues.
That's right. And that's one of the things I think that makes Richard's house so successful and so unique is that, you know, we specifically work with our male veterans at Richard's house. And the whole time that they're there, they're working on things like legal issues, family reunification, substance abuse disorder, if they have that, mental health issues, getting connected to VA healthcare. And they're motivated. They want to get things back in the right place,
right,
back, you know, to a healthy spot in their life like they were when they were in service. And so typically when our veterans leave after 4 to 6 months, could be longer in some circumstances, but after about 4 to 6 months, 80% of them move into their own housing, and 80% of them have a job. And, you know, when
that's
you look
pretty
at
good numbers.
It is. When you look at homeless shelters across the country, you're not seeing statistics like that. So,
no. Now, you mentioned males.
Yes.
Now, you do take care of female veterans as well.
We sure do. And in fact, we have a facility called Priscilla's House, which is next up on our list of buildings to renovate and programs to really to focus on. Priscilla's house was opened in 2017, and for a few years it functioned sort of in the capacity that we had hoped, where it was housing female vets. When the pandemic hit and a number of other situations have arisen, we have not housed female vets since that time, but we are really anxious to resume that, and we want to do it in a way that replicates Richard's house in as much as we can.
Sure.
When it opened in 2017, it really didn't. It was kind of like this, you know, I don't know how to really explain it, but we just didn't have all the program pieces in place that we felt should be to be as successful as possible. So that's on our strategic plan. It's something that we are actively actually fundraising for as we speak, so that we can renovate it and make it a space for women and their children to come with program staff on site and operational funding in place. And I think that hopefully you and I will be having this conversation a year from now.
I guarantee it.
About Priscilla's house. So yeah, it's on the radar and underway.
Well, that's the thing. You know, the female veterans have one more issue that male tend not to have, and that'd be children.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, most often the female vets that we work with do have custody of their children. And while certainly a lot of our male vets also have children, a lot of times they're not the custodial parent. So it makes housing a little bit less complicated in that regard. But the female veteran population, we have to remember, is much smaller, and certainly they're no less valuable. I am a female veteran, so
yes.
I can appreciate the service of all of my fellow sisters, but we only still, even in active service, make up about 15% of the military, and the veteran population is still about, maybe 9 or 10%.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So while the need is there, we have fewer folks in this region that really need that service on a day-to-day basis. And so that's one of the reasons why the facility is a bit smaller. And I think it was a little bit slower to kind of come to fruition.
Right,
We're super excited about bringing it up fully to speed in the next, I'd say, 12 months.
I have full confidence in you guys. You guys have been doing it for a long time
that's
now.
That's right.
How many years now?
Well, I've been, 6.5. So
yep.
Hard to believe. But
And then the whole Veterans Outreach Center is
celebrating,
right?
50 years, our big gold anniversary. So, amazing work that our Vietnam veterans did when they came home from service, and they were not... In so many cases, they were not well received. And instead of taking that and maybe just, really feeling downtrodden about it, they did the exact opposite. They did what a veteran does. They picked themselves up by their bootstraps and they said, we're going to fix this. We're going to take care of ourselves, and we're going to make sure no veteran ever has to face this type of injustice again. And they created the VOC.
And so we're grateful. In this community so fortunate to have it for a half a century now.
That's true.
That's so cool. You guys are doing something really cool now, too. So people, if they're walking around Monroe County Parks, they should keep looking down, right?
Because That's right.
You guys have developed a little game. Now, is this for like branding and just to get people more aware of the Veterans Outreach Center? Explain the whole thing.
It's really a celebration. How do you celebrate your 50th anniversary in the Flower City? Well, you look to your artists and you look to your community partners and you figure out what would be a fun way for everybody to not only celebrate, but also have a little bit of recognition of the men and women who have served and sacrificed and really given us all the freedoms and the life that we have. And so I give so much credit to my director of advancement, Joan Brandenburg. I know a friend of yours.
You used to work with her.
Yep. And Joan is just, she's got such an amazing creative mind. She had this idea and we have seen it through, and the county supported it, and we're so glad that they're together with us on this. We have an artist, Mark Geiger, who created these beautiful copper roses. Some of them are red painted, and the rest are just a natural copper color. And they are hidden in county parks across the county, across Monroe County. And folks, we just actually announced over Memorial Day weekend that the hunt is on officially. And between now and Veterans Day, when you're in a county park, you should see if you can find a copper rose. If you do, there should be a QR code attached to it, and you can get on the Monroe County website, on the Parks website, and you can look up your QR code, and you'll find some information about a veteran that that rose is dedicated to. And
that is so cool.
Yeah, where that veteran may be buried, if they have died in combat, or what the situation is, and learn a little bit about them. And then on Veterans Day, when we have our parade, everybody who received a rose will be welcome to walk in the parade.
I didn't know that end of it.
Yeah, it's a really neat way to kind of bring it all together, bring the community together, and just have a fun way to recognize service and sacrifice.
So if you're in a county park and you're walking around near flower beds and stuff like that, I assume, look down, look around. Yeah.
Yeah. See if you can find one. They're beautiful.
Little
they're
scavenger hunt.
Yes.
Kind of thing. I love it. I love it. And we're almost out of time here. It's got so much to talk about. We got to talk about Flag Day.
Yes.
What's going on?
Yeah. Every year, Veterans Outreach Center hosts a few special events, and this is one of our signature events across the county. Different organizations and businesses will be hosting us. And much like the VFW does the poppies, we have handheld American flags. And so you might find us at Walmart or ice cream shops or at Bank of America. And we'll have a little table set up and volunteers manning the table. And if you would like to provide a donation to us, that supports all of our annual program and service operations. And then you'll get a nice little handheld flag and a great way to celebrate Flag Day. And by the way, the Army's birthday, which is also June 14th.
Oh, okay.
But that's just my personal add on there.
What branch was she in? Huh? Yeah. I wonder. We're going to do Pound the Ground again in August.
Yes. And we always look forward to having you out there for it. You make it so much fun.
Oh,
so.
We do have fun out at Amended Ponds running around out there.
Yep. Good
and,
5K.
We've got the golf tournament. Is that sold out? Because a lot of times that sells out.
That is not sold out yet, but I'm sure it will be soon. So if you want to have an awesome day of golf, don't forget, VOC always adds a nice little military touch to everything.
Yeah.
So Pound the Ground, we're going to have a drill sergeant warming everybody up, you know, military style. And actually this year at the golf tournament, we have a grenade launcher style golf ball launcher.
So, oh, okay. I was going to say.
Or just shooting at people that have a bad game. I don't know.
Okay, at Midvale, what hole would we want that on? Do we even know yet?
I don't even know how this thing is going to function. We're a little worried what the neighbors might think, but
What it is. I've seen it before.
It's only launching golf balls, I promise. So
yeah, no real grenades
fun.
Or anything
no.
are launched.
No.
What else can we do? What else is going to go on for the 50th anniversary of the VOC?
Well, we got a nice concert coming up this summer, actually, with St. Anne's. So for anybody that didn't know, the RPO and St. Anne's are also celebrating like banner years. RPO is 100 and St. Anne's is 150.
Wow.
So, yep.
So you go 50, 100, 150.
That's
wow,
right.
That.
So we've teamed up together and we are bringing our veterans a nice USO style concert at St. Anne's. And that's going to be in June as well. And so if anybody's looking to possibly attend that, you can reach out to us or to St. Anne's and get more information about it. But it should be a beautiful tribute to some of our older vets that have served and will enjoy that kind of music.
Anytime, vocroc.org, right,
yes.
is where you go.
Yeah.
And back to Flag Day, you still need volunteers for that, right?
Yes. I'm glad you didn't let me get past that. So we need volunteers. So we've got probably 50 different locations.
Yeah.
And
so
we run them for 4 days straight.
Your staff is not that big.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And so we want to keep our operation running, too. So we keep those volunteers going for about 4 days. But, you know, really, you just sign up for a 4-hour shift, whatever you've got time for.
Is it like the 10th through the 14th? Is
it
that
is.
When you're doing?
Yep. Yeah. So we go right over the weekend, which is nice, and the first couple of days of the week. And it's really fun, actually. People always are upbeat and positive, and it's a nice way to be able to do something for the men and women who have served by supporting our programs and services. And also just to, you know, enjoy this time of year and being outside.
Right,
and,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Great.
People do smile, you know,
they
and,
do.
They, and they like their little flags, you know.
Well, and we've had some volunteers that have even brought like their dogs out and they put little like, you know, cute flag type scarves around their
sure.
necks. Or
yeah.
we've had people bring their kids out and they got little, you know, like Americana outfits on and stuff. And it's really a fun way to connect and to celebrate this time of year. Flag Day is an important holiday. It's probably one of the most overlooked and least, you know, celebrated outside of our little circle, but it's certainly very important to our country.
Absolutely. So the golf tournament, I want to say, is July 26th.
That's right, at Midvale. Yep.
Pound the Ground is early August.
Yes, and I don't have the date in front of me right now, but I know it's on our website.
And it's on a Wednesday, I know that.
Yeah, it's always a weeknight, so you don't have to tie up your weekend. And, you know, in the evening, I think in August is a better time to run than, you know, during the day. So that's a lot of fun.
You're not competing with other runs that always happen on Saturdays and Sundays,
exactly,
too.
Yeah. But we are competing between the military branches. So if you're a veteran... Yeah.
The Golden Boot.
That's right. If you're a veteran and you want to prove that your branch of service is the best, like, for example, the Army was last year, get that little plug in.
I love it.
Then you come out and show us how fast you are, and your branch of service will get the honor of having the Golden Boot for a year. So
there you go.
Yeah, so that's kind of... And then at the end of the year, you know, right around Veterans Day, we always have our signature gala, the Stars and Stripes Gala. That is my favorite event of the year, without doubt.
It's always a good party.
And I know I'm biased because there's lots of great charities and great celebrations that go on throughout the year to support their work. But I will say, people that have come to ours always go home and say that was amazing.
And you will shed a tear or three.
You will. You absolutely will. But at the same time, you'll leave at the end of the night really feeling uplifted. So yeah. you'll kind of run the gamut a little bit during the course of the evening as you honor those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice and their families who will be there. And then you get to hear some really beautiful testimonials from veterans who we've served and who have made such tremendous changes in their lives, you know, after transitioning back home to civilian life. And then we usually end it with some dancing and lots of good food, and it's a great time.
The success stories are the best.
Oh, yeah.
When you find out what the Veterans Outreach Center really does for our community and our veterans. Yeah,
that's what's so heartwarming, for
it
sure.
It really is. Well, Laura Stradley Heltz.
Yes.
we've covered a lot here, but it's all, I assume everything is at vocroc.org.
That's right. Easiest way to find it.
All the stuff we've talked about, going out and doing a little scavenger hunt in the Monroe County parks and stuff like that. And happy 50th.
Thank you so much.
Happy marriage.
Thank you for that, congratulations.
I know you've been engaged for a little bit.
Yeah.
You finally pulled the trigger, huh?
We did, yeah. And had all of our families together. It was a beautiful weekend. So,
All right. Veterans Outreach Center, vocroc.org. Laura, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me.